I am a resident of Edmiston Square. I was the resident who was physically assaulted and who continues to be verbally abused, and whose existence, safety, welfare of my wife and my children continues to be blighted by the failure for any tangible action to be taken on the parking disgrace that is Edmiston Square, Edmiston Road.
That was Stephen Oates. He's a resident who was assaulted due to an altercation over illegal parking around the junction of Malden Road and Edmiston Road. Throughout the day, people have been illegally parking their cars on the walkway at the corner of the Dar Al Zad supermarket. The owner, Mohammed, has been trying to get a handle on the situation.
You've got the single yellow, which is right opposite the store. At the moment, we have been promoting it on weekends. Rather than getting customers parking on the double yellow, blocking the pavement, saying, right, there is an alternative. If you don't want to park in the middle of a car, you can park right opposite the store. Yes, it's not the most ideal, but it is a legal alternative to an illegal parking issue that the council isn't addressing.
However, it isn't something he can do without the council's help.
I'm upsetting about the parking issue, but I just feel like the council genuinely needs to do something about it. If it's the finances, you know, we have offered to contribute towards the cost if it could fix the parking issue.
Back in June, a petition signed by over 160 people was brought forward to the council. Since then, the council repainted double yellow lines and increased traffic enforcement in the area.
As a result of that petition and the site visit I had, members approved some changes for the shopping parking situation in Malden Road and on Edmiston to put loading and unloading restriction in order to be able to enforce the double yellow line very quickly.
The issues with this junction have been around for years. I spoke with some residents who told me that this has been an issue since before the supermarket opened. Some of the tension building up here is people feeling left behind. The council is doing their job, but sometimes people need more. Mohammed was very unhappy that his local councillor hadn't come down to the site.
Councillor that is responsible for this particular site, he has been on Facebook, on coming out, organising the parking people, you know, come out, give people a ticket to avoid it and stuff, but that is not the real solution. But he's never ever walked into the shop once, introduced himself and says, hi, I am your councillor, there is an issue here, let's try and work on this together, what would you like me to do, what can we do, how can we fix this?
Following resident concerns, the council approved a traffic management order consultation, which ended on the 23rd of October. I reached out to the council for a response, and this was their reply. Following the traffic management order consultation, we will be writing to residents and businesses in the area to inform them that the proposed works will be proceeding and advise of expected date. The work will include the removal of an unused disabled bay on Edmiston Road, the relocation of an existing disabled bay on Malden Road to a more convenient position, the addition of bollards at the corner of Edmiston and Malden Road to improve pedestrian safety, the addition of a new no loading restriction from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the same corner of Edmiston Road, and the extension of Malden Road shop parking restrictions to include Sunday, previously it was Monday to Saturday. In the council's response, I wasn't given an estimated time for completion on these proposed works. As the story continues, I'll be here to cover it. This has been Philip Barr for Radio Jackie.